Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and it is a very fun job to have. My goodness, what a turnout here tonight. I heard people calling in from Colorado, Michigan, Alabama, California, New York, Florida, Virginia, Louisiana, Washington, Illinois, Kansas, Hawaii, Georgia, Idaho, Oregon, North Carolina, Rhode Island, Puerto Rico, Canada. I see people dialing in from New York and New Hampshire and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Nebraska and South Carolina and all over the place, north, south, east, west. Appreciate all of you being on the line. This is a really special call. It's a really unique call. We're going to be talking about charities and a program that Perium is launching. It's kind of a one-of-a-kind program, something that we specialize in. You know, we really like to do things that other companies don't do, can't afford to do, won't do. And, you know, we're excited about this wave two launch that we've got going on right now. So, you know, 10-Day Transformation was a one-of-a-kind program that we launched in wave one. The gift card marketing system was a one-of-a-kind concept in wave one. The unlimited gift card marketing concept was a one-of-a-kind program. Our lifestyle bonuses, you know, we have the largest cash lifestyle bonuses, one-of-a-kind concept. And here we are in wave two, launching our Shopify platform. I believe we're the only network marketing company out there that has Shopify as its shopping platform, and doing a lot of other things that are unique. And this charity program, this fundraising program, is going to be something that's really, really, really special. Before I get into that, just want to give a couple of updates. I hope everybody's checking out their newsletter. It comes out Monday afternoons now. And just want to recap a couple of important things that are going on. Number one is we've got our Black Friday specials going on right now, and people are really loving the juice bar in a bag concept. They're loving the survival kit and the good mood, you know, the good mood pack and all the packs. And in the midst of this, we launched a couple of products, Aloe Digest and Coco Hydrate, that are fantastic products, amazing values, everyday drinks. And as we've launched Wave 2, as we've opened up the funnel and made it easier to promote a variety of products on our consumer-focused website, iShopPerium.com, it's really allowed Dave Sandoval to get even more creative in launching more products and more everyday products and consumable products and really super, you know, cost valuable, you know, products that are reasonably priced compared to the value that they're delivering. I mean, our Coco Hydrate product is an organic coconut water, and it goes beyond organic coconut water. It has other fantastic hydration ingredients, and it's a fraction of the price of what you pay for organic coconut water at the grocery store. So check out your Black Friday specials. They're right there on iShopPerium.com. Make sure you get your new products, the Aloe Digest and the Coco Hydrate, and importantly, Share. Let other people that you've been talking to about Perium know about these specials. They can couple the $50 gift card with these new products, with these Black Friday specials, and they'll be able to take advantage of both at the same time. And the Black Friday specials are going through Thursday, so please take care and share. Non-GMO verified. We just got more products, non-GMO verified. So now I think we're pretty close to having all of our products either USDA organic certified or non-GMO verified. That's another only factor with Perium. I don't know of another company in network marketing that has the non-GMO project seal of approval on their products. We've got it on, I think it's like 18, 19, 20 of the products now, and we were the first in the industry to do that. So we're going to continue to chart a new course. We're going to continue to go out and, you know, innovate on every level. You know, our biomedic product, obviously a real game changer as far as innovation, removing glyphosate from body, and Dr. Popkin, Dr. Blum, special thanks to both of them. They just published a report that summarizes, you know, the trial, a double-blind placebo-controlled trial that we did. And that report's really targeted for health professionals, but it gives all the details. In fact, I was on with a woman who has a large nonprofit organization today, coincidentally. And, you know, her organization and the viewers of her information and education, they really want to know how we tested the product, what people were eating, And this report has all those details. So if you're talking to health professionals, the new biomedic report is in your back office and available through that Monday newsletter. So lots of stuff going on, including group cleanses. I am on day two of a transformation, feeling fantastic. Lost a bunch of weight on day one, and on the pathway to my goal of losing 10 pounds. I feel like it might be even more than that. So really excited about how my cleanse is going. And, you know, you can start a group cleanse anytime you'd like. And actually this program around charities and nonprofits is going to tie really nicely into creating group cleanses. So the timing all kind of comes together here as we're launching Wave 2, launch the iShopPurium.com website, and now you know, this new charity program tied to group cleanses. So put together a group cleanse. You don't have to wait for the corporate team, but if you want to piggyback on and start a group cleanse for Monday, I'm still going to be on day, I guess, 8 at that point. So would love to have you on there. So we've got so much going on, conference calls, Facebook Lives. We've got Dr. Luca and Amy tonight in Southern California. Dr. Luca is going to be with Dave Sandoval later this week in Hawaii. So just take a look at your newsletter. Take a look at your events page. Stay current on what's going on, and take advantage of all the different opportunities that we're offering here at Purium right now. And the biggest new program that we're launching here is this charity program, Purium Gives. And I'm really, really, really excited about how this program came together. It's been 4 years in the making. You know, when we came up with, when Amy and Dave and I came up with the gift card system and putting together the concept of what it could be, pretty early on we said, you know, wow, this would be a great concept for fundraising. And I've actually had some experience back, gosh, I don't even want to say it, but more than 20 years ago now with another company where we actually combined fundraising and network marketing, one of the first and only companies that ever did that. But it's not easy to do because of what the fundraising companies are expecting and what the network marketing companies are expecting don't always combine. And now what we've got is a program that's totally, totally, totally unique, removes all the barriers. But before I describe the program, I want to describe the market, you know, the opportunity of us being able to connect with the number of charities, the number of people, the number and amount of spending. You know, that's what marketing is all about. It's about finding where the opportunities are. It's about finding those easy places to get motivated customers to be excited about your product. So I want to talk about charities a little bit before we get into the program itself. So according to the National Philanthropic Trust, this was a study done in May of 2015, so a couple years ago, pretty recent information, probably even more now. But there are over 1.5 million charities in the United States alone. 1.5 million charities. There are over 316,000 congregations. So 36% of Americans go to church once a week or more. So more than a third of Americans are very involved in a church or temple. The average church size is between 100 and 499 people. So, you know, a larger group than most people really are communicating with on a regular basis. There are obviously churches that are smaller. There are a lot of churches that are bigger, but 100,000, more than 100,000 churches are between 100 and 499 people. The average family supports 4.45 charities. So chances are if you're an average person, you're giving currently, you have a relationship with, you're connected to, you're on an email list of, you're on a mailing list of, you're excited about, you're helping out 4.45 charities. 63 million Americans, about 25% of all Americans, actually volunteer time to a charity every year. So we've got a lot of engagement, and that's a really important word in marketing is engagement. We have people who are giving money, they're giving time, they're involved in multiple charities, they're really excited about their charities, they're really excited about their congregations, they're really excited about their schools, they're really excited about their arts and culture and humanities. And in fact, you know, let's talk about some of the biggest, you know, groups of charities. A lot of them are religious. A lot of them are education-oriented. A lot of them are human services. A lot of them are arts and culture and humanities. A lot of them are health oriented. A lot of them are environmental. A lot of them are for animals. In fact, the fastest growing charities are environmental and animal oriented. A lot of them are international. A lot of them are kind of public societies that help out the greater good. So there's all sorts of charities, super local to totally national. But all in all, Giving USA says that we give in the U.S., and our Canadian friends are also involved, and I think Canadians may give more, but we give $358 billion, more than 2% of what we earn every year, we give to charities. $358 billion is going to help our religious, education, health-oriented, environmental, animal, international relief fund organizations. Here's the opposite side of it. 4,000 to 10,000 churches close their door every year. So as much as we're giving, as much as many organizations as we're helping, there are still organizations that are constantly needing money. And obviously with schools, school budgets are getting constrained. More and more schools are looking for money. The average school now is doing 5 fundraisers a year. In fact, 76% of schools are doing 5 fundraisers a year or more. So we're constantly giving money, organizations are constantly asking for money, and 30% of all giving is done in December. 30% of all giving is done in December. In fact, 10 to 12% of all giving is done the last 3 days of the year. Most of giving is done by women. 64% of donations are done by women. And these organizations now are getting more and more active on social media. So they're connecting people. They're connecting through social media. Just to give you an idea of how connected these organizations are, as far as the number of Facebook followers or Facebook likes that they have, the Humane Society has 2.5 million people following them on Facebook. Save the Children, 1.5 million. Disabled American Veterans, 1.3 million. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, 1.9 million. Stand Up to Cancer, 1.9 million. Doctors Without Borders, 1.2 million. Make-A-Wish Foundation, 811,000. Alzheimer's Association, 697,000. American Diabetes Association, 657,000. And you may be interested in one or two or three or five of those. You may be watching some of those. You might be on emailing lists. So we've got huge, huge, huge organizations. And then we have the communities. We have the churches. We have the schools. We have the sports teams. We have the marching bands. We've got the animal organizations. We have all kinds of groups that are looking for money, that need money, that want money, that we're helping them with money, that we're connected to, that we're helping, that they're helping us. And so that's the beautiful thing is we're creating an umbrella. This is network marketing, and there are networks out there, networks of people who want want money, and we want to give them money. So we're putting together a program here in December in which we're hoping to give away $5 million to the charities that you all love. This is Giving Tuesday. And, you know, Dave Sandoval talks about the idea of rather than giving somebody a fish, teaching them to fish. And so this is an opportunity for us to connect with charities where they can work with their membership to do something good for them, to create a healthy eating program, to create a transformation challenge, to create a good eating, good habits, detoxification, fantastic year of 2018, whatever they want to call the program, an amazing fundraising program in which they can earn the money and also help their organization. And that's something that we love to do here at Purium, is create a win-win situation where the organization wins, the membership wins, you win, the company wins, the world wins. So who wouldn't feel good about reaching out to the 1.5 million people at Save the Children? Who wouldn't feel good about having Doctors Without Borders or St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital or the American Diabetes Association? Who wouldn't feel good about that organization getting $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1 million And who wouldn't feel good having all that volume and all that BV underneath them? So this fundraising program can be huge for us, and we're excited about what it's going to mean right here in December, because what we're going to do is something that's never been done before and may never be done again. And what we're going to be doing is creating a 501c3 program. That's what it's called in the U.S. I believe in Canada it's a charitable donation receipt from the Canadian Revenue Association. But it's for official nonprofit organizations. We're going to allow these nonprofit organizations to come in with an unlimited gift card program, basically an electronic launch pack for free. So you can sign up your local school, your local marching band, your local church. You can sign up your national Humane Society or national St. Jude's Child's Hospital or whatever it may be, and they can sign up for free, no cost. And they can have a Purium brand partnership, and they get unlimited gift cards for a full year, just like a normal brand partner who buys a launch pack. Now, they're all electronic, but this is a program, once they sign up for free, that they can get for one full year. So this is amazing for their perspective, because they have a no cost, no excuses entry to share this with their membership. Number two is there's no inventory for them to carry. So if you look at the other programs that are out there, you know, magazines and greeting cards and gift wrap and light bulbs and candles and candy, not only are you mostly selling and promoting things that, you know, most people are not reading a ton of magazines these days. Most people don't have a desperate need for light bulbs, and certainly nobody has a desperate need for candy. You know, those are all things that have inventory associated with, which is just a headache and a hassle for the organization to have to deal with this inventory and move it around. So our program is national in scope automatically, because they're choosing a gift card code, which not only can be shared with their local membership, can be shared with the friends and family that go beyond their local membership, but even organizations can sign up organizations. I was talking with a gentleman who's got an organization that has 12,000 organizers in that organization. So just like, you know, people of all disciplines are networked, fundraising organizations are oftentimes networked. And so before I go into more details, what I'd like to do is bring on one of our crowns. She was actually a director of development for a very large fundraising organization. And I'd like to bring on Pialani Schneider from Hawaii, and she can share a little bit of her thoughts about the concept of fundraising and the interest level that, you know, that she's seen already here in the first 24 hours. I know Dave Sandoval kind of preempted our call here with a Facebook post. And so I'd like to bring on Pialani Schneider before I wrap up the call and give some more of the logistics of how the program works. So P, are you on the line?
Hi, David. I am. And I can't wait to hear the logistics, but so I'll make this pretty quick. I appreciate you asking me to come on. Once I heard about this program, it's something that's been it's in my wheelhouse, and I've always felt that there was this huge opportunity for nonprofits to take advantage of this program. And it really is so simple. And coming from, if I were to put my 501c3 hat on, it is so simple that to tap into my already database, people who are already supporting me, and talk about this healthy eating campaign. And especially, I don't know if you mentioned it yet, the December discount. It's posted somewhere, but you mentioned the December discounts. I mean, this December donations are going to be 30, not 20. So that's huge to for
what's that?
I thought I saw it somewhere. 30%? No, I'm okay. Never mind.
No.
I see so many different things, so many different places. So I apologize. So this 20% giving, this 20% donation is huge. And our supporters are eating every day anyway. So I have been able to successfully pretty much lock into very big nonprofits that want to take advantage and participate in this eating campaign. And it, because it's just so simple, and it's a no-brainer. You know, it's just a no-brainer. I've talked to a few people on sitting on boards, and they're all like, okay, let me let you talk to somebody else. And so I've been sort of tapping into people that I met while I was in the profession, and also tapping into the charities that I personally am involved with. And I just think it's brilliant. I think it's just no-brainer. It's brilliant. And I really am very appreciative of this opportunity to allow charities to be part of this, the cash flow, if you will, for lack of a better word, but be part of this whole program. I think it's wonderful.
Nice. And you know, as a former director of development for the March of Dimes, I mean, having a program that has an upfront cost, could that be a deal breaker, whereas our program has no upfront cost?
Well, yeah, I mean, most programs, yeah, that was probably the one thing that was stopping me from enrolling anyone. And I was at that tipping point of, do I just buy the pack for them, you know, and that's my contribution. But yeah, absolutely. No upfront cost. It's a no-brainer for sure.
Nice. Well, good. Well, thanks so much for sharing your enthusiasm. And, you know, Dave tipped his hand a little bit with the Facebook post, and I know you jumped right on it, and you were calling me with questions, and I was calling you with... So I figured, boy, with your experience as a professional fundraiser, it was a great person just to have on, just to validate, you know, the direction. So I'm glad. It sounds like, you know, within 24 hours, you got a couple of organizations ready to sign up. And so I better jump on and talk a little bit about how to sign up and, you know, what that all means. So thanks for sharing, P.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, great. Well, you know, so... From the fundraising organization's perspective, every gift card that's redeemed is going to mean $5 or more. I think we could easily say $5 to $50 per redemption. You know, one of the things that I think will be really exciting is, as I said earlier, to tap into a transformation challenge, to you know, look at this opportunity to sign up an organization and have them do a transformation challenge. You know, my son's in marching band. They have 110 members of the marching band. So that's a lot of parents, but it's also a lot of aunts, uncles, grandparents, friends, neighbors, and whatever. So ultimately that little group could be, you know, 1,000 people or more easily. And wouldn't it be fun to do a transformation challenge and have hundreds of people doing it as a group and having that group create an energy of its own? And of course, the organization earns $42, 20% of the transformation. It's a $210 transformation after a gift card. So $42 in profit for the organization per person who does a transformation challenge. But long term, the lifetime value of a customer in Perium is probably $1,000 or more in purchases, $200 or more in profits to the organization. So, you know, every gift card redeemed long term for that organization could mean $200. That means 10 people redeeming a gift card could be $2,000. 100 people could be $20,000. 1,000 people could be $200,000 in fundraising for that organization. So even relatively small organizations, if they promote a transformation challenge, if they promote a healthy lifestyle, healthy eating, detox 2018 campaign, and get some consistent customers, I mean, it could be a significant amount of money even for a small organization. So we see this as a really, really great opportunity because the campaign keeps going. So what I read in fundraising, what I learned having done fundraising a long time ago, is you want to have the campaign be relatively short, you know, about 3 weeks or so. And this December timeframe is perfect to sign up the organization. End of year is when most people are doing their giving. You can turn it into an immediate electronic fundraiser and focus on transformation in 2018 and detox and healthy eating. And they've got the full year to get gift cards redeemed. And not only that, but those who get gift cards redeemed immediately can become lifetime customers. So this is really an amazing program where the fundraising organization can be proud of what they're offering. They're offering a healthy eating opportunity, not magazines or light bulbs or candy. They're going to be, you know, the person who's making the decision is basically shopping for their group. And so to have superfoods as what they're offering, to have a healthy lifestyle, to have a transformation, to have a weight loss, to have a cleanse, to have a detox, is a great thing to offer. And of course, our iShopPurium.com site offers a wide variety of things. So somebody might be excited about the Biomedic or their survival kit or the juice bar in a bag or all kinds of different programs. So it's going to be really simple. So starting on Friday, December 1st, we are going to put right into the enrollment process the opportunity for a charity to sign up as a charity. So it's going to be a little radio button in the enrollment process. So they're going to put their launch pack into the shopping cart, and then it's going to say, are you an individual? Are you a business? Are you a health professional? Or are you a charity? Once they click charity, it's going to explain that you need to be a 501c3 in the U.S. or a Canadian, you know, revenue association charitable donation receipt. You're going to need to upload that letter of determination that shows that you are truly a legitimate U.S. or Canadian charity. They upload the document, and then it's immediately going to cancel out the $499 charge, so it will be free. It's all electronic, so there's going to be no shipping and handling. So this is going to be an opportunity for you to sign up legitimate fundraising organizations, and there are hundreds of thousands of congregations and 1.5 million charities out there, and that probably doesn't even count all the marching bands and school programs and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of opportunity to sign up these organizations. Now, in addition, we're going to be creating some marketing tools that will be available on December 1st as well. So there's going to be a flyer that is going to allow you to promote to these organizations. There's going to be some social media squares that's going to allow you to go public about this unique program. So you don't know who you're going to be able to sign up. You may be able to sign up a whole bunch of new brand partners because they want to be involved in this program. So please take a look at all of the opportunities around this, because I think this could be the biggest brand partner recruiting campaign that we've ever had, because they're going to be so excited to join in December to take advantage of the fundraising campaign. So we're going to have social media squares for you to put out. We're going to have flyers for you to go to the charities. We're going to have a web page that's called Purium Gives that's going to be on the website on iShopPurium.com that'll be able to explain it to the decision makers. And then we're also going to have a letter that's going to be from the charity to the membership. It's an electronic letter. It'll be a Word document where the charity can put their logo at the top, put their gift card code in the body of the email. And, you know, they can modify any other pieces of the email as well, but it basically says, hey, we partnered with this company. They're a manufacturing company, been around 25 years. It's a superfood product, and it's a healthy eating opportunity, and we are getting $50 gift cards and giving them out to our members, and you can share them with friends and family. Use our gift card code, whatever it may be, and share it, and our organization makes 20% donation. So those letters are written, the flyers are almost done, everything's getting ready to roll, enrollment process almost ready. So December 1st, we're going to have a December to remember around fundraising and charities. So it's going to be really, really exciting. So start to contact your local congregations, your favorite organizations that you're involved with. As I said, the average family supports nearly 5 charities. So what Facebook pages can you jump onto? What charities can you get involved? And they'll be able to sign up on Friday, December 1st. And as I said, this is a great time right now to sign up brand partners, because this is a program that's scheduled to begin December 1st and end December 31st. And we're hoping to sign up 1,000 charities and have them give out each, on average, 100 gift cards over the course of the year. So that's actually 100,000 gift cards at $50 each. That's a $5 million giveaway. So Purium and you, our brand partners, we're hoping to have $5 million worth of products given away on behalf of charities, and ultimately those charities probably earning millions of dollars over the course of the years tied to those gift cards So this could be a really, really, really amazing thing for us to help these important organizations, organizations that are in your life. So here on Giving Tuesday, we're doing something no other company has done, can do, and we hope that you get the word out about it right now and use it to sign up brand partners to close out the month of November. And then, importantly, leading into a December to remember, as the enrollment process will be updated, the marketing materials will be available. We'll also be having a little training sheet that summarizes some of the things I just shared here tonight. So be looking for that here in the next 24 hours and probably some other marketing materials throughout December to promote this exciting campaign. So get your favorite charity on the line, email them, call them, talk to them, and get them in the business December 1st, December 2nd, December 3rd. So you got all of December to market those gift cards and help people transform their lives. So, Piolani, thanks so much for sharing. Everybody, thanks for being on the line. Really exciting call. More information on this program to come. Launches December 1st. Look for a training sheet here shortly. Good night, everybody.